You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. We're so glad that you have joined us today. And this, of course, is 11 o'clock, actually 11:01 in the morning. And so glad that you are a part of our great family right here in the Good News Station, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And this is Wednesday Live, where we bring to you news and views and things of kingdom interest.
That's right.
Sometimes that's people.
Yeah, sometimes that's, yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, we bring a lot of people, a lot of wonderful, great parts of the body of Christ, you know, men and women who are involved in all different kinds of things. Sometimes we have guests. You know, I've been thinking about the gospel tracts and that interview we had, sort of stirred up in me, and I still have on my desk a stack of all of these different samples of tracts with resurrection season coming. And I thought that was a really important reminder for all of us in the body of Christ, how that all of us can do something.
Yes.
We can all be involved in some area. And Wednesday Live is a part of that, to highlight, spotlight, and just bring some credible report to some of the areas of ministry maybe that you may not be aware of. And I want to just start by saying we're going to have prayer, but I want to start by saying that prayer and share is coming up. And prayer and share is the time that we come to you, and we will be... believing and trusting God together, and God is going to provide the operational budget for the next 6 months that will start in April. However, we already have completed the budget for this last 6 months, and so that was completed. We did the mail out on the 11th, and I want to say a big thank you. God bless you. Many of you have been faithful for many years. You've supported WCNO, and we fully financed the last 6 months of budget. So that has been fully met. If you go on our website, WCNO at WCNO.com, actually, I'm going to try to give you the email where you can send your prayer request and all. But WCNO.com, if you go there, you'll be able to see exactly where we finished up, $205,518. 205,518. As you know, 205,000 is the actual budget. It's going to be the same this for this next 6 months. And so from April, we will look to raise the $205,000 for the next 6 months operational budget. So would you prayerfully join us right now and just pray with us and believe God that God is going to make this an enjoyable time, a time of great miracles, a time of great provision, and pray about what who God would direct and how he might direct you to be a part of the season. Coming up, that's going to be April the 4th through the 15th, and of course, we'll be talking some more about that. We do have some prayer requests, I believe, from our family and some maybe a report, just community interest. Let's get right into those. Dave, are you going first, or are we going to send Karen out?
Well, I don't know. Ladies first, if that's the general way to do it.
Okay, general way to do it. Let's do the general.
Very, very kind of you.
There we go.
So we got a letter in the mail. So it says, Jonathan, we hope you're feeling better and getting back to healthy normal. Thank you to you and your whole amazing staff for partnering with us on the Daniel Fast. You and your station are a beacon of light to the lost in a dark world. The word of God is going out to the lost sheep for salvation and the strengthening of the believers. God bless. And that's from Tim and Maria Wydrow.
Thank you very much, Tim and Maria.
Awesome.
And
praise
God, we are being healed daily, and we thank God for that. And thank God for your prayers for all of us here as staff at the station and for the ministry, of course, but also for us individually because we also live in these clay, I hate to say it, but clay cracked pots.
Yes.
We were made out of dirt, too. And so when you lift us up in prayer, that is a blessing. Thank you. All right.
Is that all you had, Karen? I have a prayer request and then an county announcement. So I'll start with a prayer request. We have a request from Rose, one of our listeners, and she sent us a very robust prayer request. I'm just going to synthesize it.
Okay.
There, in the past, there was a divorce, and seems like now that her ex has got some legal action that they want to take against her. She doesn't have the financial resources to acquire.
Oh, to be well represented.
A godly attorney, and mm-hmm. so that's what we're going to pray for her today is to get godly legal representation that she will need. So,
amen.
And for the resources, Father God, we lift Rose
thank
up
you,
to you today. We thank you. You know her needs, Father.
Yes,
you know the needs of everybody involved, and certainly that everybody needs to be blessed and have your grace. And for Rose today, we certainly pray that you would lead her to an attorney, a man or woman of God who is well-versed in the law that will be applying to her situation, and have the resources to give her, Father, so that the attorney may be properly remunerated. As they go through to represent her, that, Father, your just will, your perfect will be done for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And then just a little announcement. Every now and then the county tells us when there are seats available on these various advisory task forces.
Sure. Opportunities to serve.
Opportunities to serve,
that's what we're called to do.
And there's a opening on the Community Development Block Grant Citizen Advisory Task Force.
What does that mean?
Think of the name tag on your shirt, how big that puppy is.
Yeah, you
be.
Get on that board.
But anyway, this advises the county commission in terms of the granting of funds for development in certain areas in the county. And you have to be a resident of the county. You have to actually be living in low to moderate income household, but if you qualify and are interested, contact Donna Gordon at the county office, and that her phone number is 772-288-5756, or you can email her at dgordon@martin.fl.us.
All right.
And then I also have a note here from, this is one of our brothers out in Okeechobee, who's a very big supporter of the station. And he said, please pray very much for me because I feel the devil is causing a lot of trouble for my life and I need your prayers so that I can have peace in my life once again. Mm. And then he goes on to talk about he has, because he's been blessed with some things, he's has a sense some people are very jealous. And he says, I want to pray for them so that good things can continue to come for me. You know what the word says?
Amen.
Pray
keeping
for your
a right
enemies.
Heart. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
He says, I have many years of constantly praying for people in Okeechobee, Indian Town, Belleglade. Please help me pray for me. And pray for them. So, Father, we lift up our brother
to
you, Lord.
Yes, we do.
God, we thank you that you have put him in that exact spot where he is, Lord.
Yep.
Father, that he can be a blessing to those around him. And Lord, in this time, I just pray that you would strengthen his heart, Lord. Father, that you would give him strength, you would encourage him.
Amen.
Father, and that he would continue in the faith, Lord God, and that he would not be consumed by the work of the enemy going on around him,
yes.
Lord. But Father, that as he prays for his enemy, Lord, that you would heap coals upon their head, Lord. Father, and that you would bless our brother, and that you would use him, God, to bring many into the kingdom, because we know that he has that heart of an evangelist.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
And I just pray that you would continue to open doors for him with his enemies, Lord. Father, that those enemies will be brought into your kingdom, Lord. And we thank you for our brother. We thank you for his support of the station. And we ask your blessings on him today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, for Job, talk about enemies. His friends sounded like enemies. You know, sometimes our acquaintances, even close acquaintances, simply do not understand the spiritual warfare and journey that we're on. But at the end of his life, I love that part where Job prays for them,
mm-hmm.
and then that releases the favor of God on them.
Yes.
And at the same time, sort of like, I see it as this gigantic outpouring of God's favor came up on Job at that time as well.
Amen.
So, brother, be encouraged in the Lord, and you know, stay on track with what you're doing. You know, that is so great to look at pressure that's coming at you from other areas. Sometimes it's judgment, criticisms, and little comments that might be made. But to understand that God has blessed you with favor, and to continue to pray for the Father's work in their lives as well. And we do pray for a great awakening in our state, and I believe in some ways we can see that happening, but we're blessed in the state of Florida. Many people want to move here. I think I heard something like 100,000 have moved in the last year, and there are many, many people wanting to come to Florida. We have some great leadership here.
We do.
And we want to make sure that those who are coming understand there are reasons why we are a blessed state.
Yes.
And do not look to bring the failed policies and principles and maybe moral values from other places to our state. We're asking God for a cleansing, a purifying
Amen.
Work in our state, and for this to take place all across our state, that our state would have a great awakening, a great revival. And we pray that for all of our nation, really.
For sure.
But we live here, and we're blessed here, and a lot of people want to move here, and so we do pray for that. And I see a bunch of bumper stickers, and so I won't share what I see sometimes, because I sometimes they get me upset, and sometimes I agree with them, you know, and you might agree with the ones that get me upset. I don't know, but the point is, you know, God has made us different. We come from many different places, but we can agree on this. At the cross, there's level ground,
Amen.
And we need to meet at the cross regularly in the body of Christ, and lift each other up and stand together as the church. All right, these are all good things. Is that all the mail that we had that came in?
That's it.
Well, we're going to have a ton of mail coming with the responses. Now, we sent out over 5,000 letters, so if you did not receive one, your mail may have ended up at the wrong address, or maybe you're not on our mailing list, and we do not send out a lot of mail. We're not going to clutter up your mailbox, but a couple times a year at this point, two, maybe eventually three times a year, we will send you know, a letter just letting you know what our needs are and what's going on, let you know about prayer and share that's coming up. There'll be various promotional spots here on the station that will remind you that prayer and share is coming. But I would encourage you to become a prayer partner with us today, right now. So, Father, it's not too early for us to thank you and praise you for your provision of this ministry. We're over 30 years strong, Father, and we thank you for that. A lot of messages, a lot of truth, a lot of wonderful worship music, and a lot of changed lives and encouraged lives are the result of this ministry. And so when we sow seed into WCNO, we know that it is going to lift up your church, build up your church, and to bring the gospel to literally the world that lives in our state. So, Father, we do pray that you will strengthen us as a team and that we will do a great job of serving you here at WCNO, that we would be faithful to you in all of these things that you've entrusted to us, and that you would raise up a great army of prayer partners and of giving partners so that the burden would not be heavy and that the need would be quickly met in Jesus' name. So if you have not received a letter, please give us a call. The number here at the station is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Or, of course, you could go in and send us a little praise report. You could put your information right on the website as well. Prayer request or praise report, you could send the information there. But if you did not receive either an email, we have a lot of people now by email. They want to get things by email, and we're happy to do that. But if you did not receive an email or you did not receive a letter and you have not received one the next few days, give us a call. We want to double check, make sure we have the right addresses. And listen, if you have been blessed by this ministry, understand if everyone who is blessed and touched and led of the Lord does what God's put on your heart for the operational budget, for the income that's needed for this ministry, then our budget will be quickly and totally met. It's not that much. I mean, we have a large family. We reach from down south in the Lauderdale area on up into Melbourne and cover Lake Okeechobee and even over into the Bahama Islands. And some of you that listen in the Bahama Islands were looking for your mail. Now, we get a little, but we would love to hear from you. And, you know, send us a praise report or prayer request. You can do it online or else you can send it through snail mail, whichever way you want to do it. But please let us know if you have not yet received in the next few days a letter from us and you would like to be a part of this ministry. Let us know that. We'll be happy to get something out to you in the mail. And we will keep you posted. Again, April the 4th, we're going to be starting with prayer and share. And we as a team are already thinking about charging our batteries, so we are well charged to come in here daily. 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll be staying right up till 6 o'clock each of those days from the 4th through the 15th. So plan to be a part with us during those days. Now, I understand Ma and Paul are somewhere on premises, and we're going to be able to bring them in. And are we able to do that, David? Well,
definitely,
this time?
Yeah. In fact, they're squeezing through the door.
Oh, are they? Okay, well, they're going to have to be kind of skinny because the door's kind of closed. So. But, and I'm not sure that fits the narrative, you know, today. But listen, we are blessed. And incidentally, if you didn't know, Ma and Paul is actually a, you know, it's a blessing that flows right from the throne of God through our own Dave Francoeur. And so, David, I want to thank you for letting the gifts of God being released to our audience.
Praise God.
Through Ma and Paul.
Thank you.
Enough said. Enough said, right?
There you go, right?
Well, unlike many people in their age bracket, Ma and Paul generally are upbeat about celebrating their birthdays. Being people of faith, they recognize that celebrating their birth is also celebrating God's blessing of life. They do not take this gift lightly. Needless to say, the last couple of years have been hard on them. They have not lost the joy of the Lord. But Paul is feeling a little more of the strain. Now that his birthday is looming on the calendar, Maul wants to make some plans for him. Paul, for his part, wants to be helpful, but is finding that it's difficult to generate much excitement over celebrating his nativity, given the current state of the world. Maul's job has always been to keep Paul focused, and it may be that her work is cut out for her today.
Hey, Paul, you got a minute?
I suppose. I just got in from the barn. I had to muck out the stalls.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting that unique aroma. Let's just sit on the porch with the breeze blowing away from you.
Yeah, so what do you want to talk about anyway?
Well, you know your birthday's coming up soon. And
now, just stop right there. I am not interested in dealing with that right now. I've got a lot of other things on my mind.
But, Pa, we always celebrate your birthday, just like we do mine. I bake your favorite cake, your family comes over for barbecue, and you get to open those presents. What's on your mind that's more important than that?
I don't know, Ma. I just don't have a passion for celebrating right now. You remember old Ken Pockwart?
Yeah, he's that fellow that loved to travel. He went all over the world. And when he came back, he'd show us slides of his trips at the church.
Well, you remember one year he went to India? Oh, he loved Indian food. And he showed us all them slides of his eating all kinds of foods. Then a couple of weeks after he returned, he started to feel kind of puny.
Yeah, I remember that. He lost a lot of weight. And his wife was sure he was on his way out.
That's true. Well, what he never told anyone, and this is why you don't know, while he was in India, he picked up a tapeworm.
You don't say.
Yeah. He was embarrassed about it, and so he told folks he had joined Weight Watchers and was in their Turbo Flab Begone weight loss program.
So why are you making a reference to old Ken when we're talking about your birthday?
Because I remember how he felt before his problem was diagnosed and fixed. He said he was feeling the weight of the world on his shoulders. He had no joy and no energy, even if he was interested in being joyful.
So, you don't want to celebrate your birthday because you're feeling like the world is crushing you down? Like the world has given you some kind of spiritual tapeworm?
Well, it's not just that, Ma. I mean, take a look at what's going on in the world. There's so much suffering and pain. Yesterday, I had lunch with Elmore Petty, and we were sitting at the diner, and they had the TV on. Fox News was covering the war in Ukraine. Well, they showed all them bombed-out buildings, all them refugees with blank faces, and the look on the faces of their kids. Ma, how can I celebrate when there's tons of folks going through so much suffering? How can I?
I get it, Pa. I really do. You're going through something like old Lucille Mascapelli did a year ago when her husband was arrested for running a chop shop in the garage behind their house. Her world pretty much came to an end when he went to jail. And for the longest time, she couldn't even smile.
You know, that surprised me for sure. Old Erskine Mascapelli seemed like a really good feller. He was always smiling and pleasant when I ran into him downtown. Of course, when all that came out about his chop shop, that explained why he had all them engine parts in the trunk of his car.
Yeah, but later, Lucille realized she couldn't let what Erskine did influence her life. It helped. She found Jesus during that time, and I know he led her to a place of peace. She said he helped her find her true self.
That's right. Well, she started to really bloom as a person, didn't she? And she put her painful past behind her. Now she's got a business she started, and she's doing real well.
Yeah, I think she's doing bail bonds, ain't she?
Yeah. She learned a lot about bail bonds during old Erskine's legal adventures, especially after the bounty hunters had to bring him back a couple of times.
So, there's an example for you, Pa. We grow through our challenges. And even though we have compassion and understanding for what others are going through, we should also celebrate the events that are important to us as well.
Well, Ma, I guess you're right, as usual.
Good. So, is there anything else we need to talk about before you help me make birthday plans?
The only other thing, and it ain't no small thing neither, is I'll be 72 years old. Yeah, I was thinking of that just this morning, and it came to me, I ain't got too many more orbits around the sun. I mean, it was kind of sobering.
Pa, you ain't no different than anybody else when it comes to that. Besides, your family has good genes. Your granddaddy lived to be 101, and your grandma made it to 102.
That's true. And granddaddy joined a bowling league right after his 100th birthday. Well, he said it was the most fun he'd ever had, although he did lose two sets of dentures.
Yeah, his teammates kept telling him to take out his teeth before he bowled, but he'd forget. He'd get excited when he made a strike, and his dentures would fly out of his mouth.
Yeah, I remember old Flavian Burnside almost had a heart attack one night. He was on the lane next to Granddaddy, and when Granddaddy got three strikes in a row, he yelled, and his teeth landed in the ball return. When old Flavian went to grab his ball, he saw them teeth on the finger holes. He just passed out.
So, anyway, how are you feeling? Are you feeling better about your birthday now?
Oh, I believe so, Ma. You helped cheer me up. I guess I was feeling sorry for myself, and for no good reason. I'm still sad for all them folks suffering in the world, and they're in my prayers, but I can't forget that the people I love, the ones close to me, want to help me celebrate another year of my life.
Wonderful. So, we're going to have your party this Saturday. I got steaks for the grill. I'll make my famous potato salad. We'll have hush puppies and cheese grits. And for dessert, I'll bake you a double chocolate cake with dark chocolate sprinkles. Mm. What else would you want?
Well, just for safety's sake, don't put any Indian food on the menu.
Ma had a great vision for Paul, that a Christian can have a good, balanced life of caring for others without feeling guilty for the joys in their own life. We know that there is a lot of suffering in the world. It's important we ask the Lord what He wants us to do to help. Mostly, we pray, and sometimes He shows us a way we can put more action into a ministry of helps. But when our caring for others robs us of our need to celebrate, something is wrong. Paul learned a valuable lesson on this point today. You might be in a similar spiritual state right now. You care a lot for others, but are locked out of being joyful because you feel guilty celebrating while thinking of the suffering you've seen. Jesus wants to free you from this. He wants His people to know His joy. In fact, it is in the midst of receiving His joy that we find a refreshment for the ongoing ministry to those in need. This is a teaching we pray you will be able to receive today. And amen. From the archives of the daily life of Ma and Paul, here we are. Yeah. Again, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live. We have two guests that are going to be coming in any moment now to join us. And we have not yet kind of hung our wreath up, you know, our topic up, revival. I'm believing God for a great revival. Are you praying for that? You believing God Amen. For that? And this next song is just one of those songs. Karen may throw some new more songs at me in the future, but I love this song, and it pulls our attention to this topic that God is in the revival business. If you are part of the body of Christ, and maybe your life's a little dry today, maybe your spiritual journey has led you through some low spots, and you find yourself being a little distracted, maybe a little like Paul, just kind of a little heavy burden. Maybe you have a few loads on you today. Why not just cry out to God and say, God, I just need to be revived. Amen. Even the psalmist, you know, in the 23rd Psalm, he realized the importance of the work of God in his life, where He made him to lie down so that he could be refreshed and built up.
Amen.
Find a place today with God to be refreshed in the Lord. We're going to go to this song, and when we come back, we're going to welcome a couple local authors right here from the Treasure Coast of Florida. Going to talk about their lives a little bit and their books that they have available. And I believe you're going to be inspired and blessed by their God stories. All right, keep your dial set to 89.9. We're going to be back right after this song, Revival.
Don't see hearts ablaze. We want to see people changed. We want to see revival, revival. We want to see mercy win, the hopeless to hope again. We want to see revival, revival. We want to see lives restored and evil to win no more. Oh, we want to see revival, revival. We want to see miracles. Let heaven invade this world. We want to see revival, revival.
Open up the heavens, pour out your presence.
And we are back, and so glad that you have joined us here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And this is Wednesday Live, and I am thrilled to have two local authors from the Treasure Coast in the studio live this morning. And I'm going to start with, my goodness, I almost said an old friend, but I should say a friend from many years back. Sheila Thomas, welcome to WCNO.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And you are an author, and I just now got to see your book, and we're going to be talking about your book and your life as an author and who you are and what you do and such forth, because you've been serving Jesus for a while, and I know you have an amazing story. This book, Space, Antlers, Wings, and Other Things, we're going to have to get into that a little more. And so welcome. We also have Penny Cook. And Penny, you have faithfully been pursuing me for a number of months in regards to your book, and I believe you have more than one book.
That is my book. I am in a couple of compilations as well.
Okay. But this book is Pursuing Prayer, Being Effective in a Busy World.
Right.
And Penny, I have to tell you that my notes about your book are that this is a, reading this book is like having a prayer coach.
Good. Because I'm a life coach, and that's kind of how I wrote it.
I didn't know that. But I know that coaching is a huge thing in the corporate world,
yeah.
Because it's a gift. I believe it's a God gift, and it's a gifting wherein you can meet people where they are and bring them to where they need to go. But I see this book as being a book that is a prayer coach book. I also see it as a strong faith coach book. It addresses faith in a very powerful way, and discipleship coaching.
Yes, yes.
I see all three of those in this book, and I won't tell you my beef with it until the end.
Okay.
But it's a personal gender thing. It has nothing to do with the quality of the book. The book is awesome. The book is awesome, but I do have some thoughts because I would like to see all genders, both two genders God has made, be able to enjoy. I already spilled the beans.
We were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of looks girly.
Okay, and of course, you know, I read it and understood that, and I saw the value of it, and we're going to talk about that. All right, Sheila Thomas, who are you?
I don't know.
You have a husband named Orlin, I know that.
Yes,
and is he well?
He is great. He is.
Didn't he have COVID?
He did. He was in the hospital for a week, and you know, it didn't even occur to either one of us that he might die. I had COVID at the same time I was home, very sick myself. But we just trusted God, and we didn't even think of death. We just knew we were going to get better, and we did.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Praise God, yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes. So who am I? I am a nana. I'm a silly nana. I'm a wife.
My wife told me that. She said Sheila is a cut-up, and I've seen pictures of her grandchildren with the book. So she said, you're going to have a ball with her this morning. I said, okay. So just be yourself.
Okay, I will. Anyway, I have wanted to write for years, and it just never happened because of not knowing what I was doing. And my grandchildren, I have 12. We have 12.
12?
12 grandchildren and one great grandbaby that is like 5 months old now. And so when the first one was born, we would do sleepovers, and I began to tell them stories, made up stories at night for bedtime. And they got to where as they talked, they would say, Nana, Nana, tell us a silly story. And so they just came to be. I kind of created this fictional character in my mind called Mrs. Toad. Mrs. Toad lives on Mars. And so anyway, I tell them silly stories about Mrs. Toad, and they laugh and giggle, and I laugh and giggle, and finally I got in a writer's class, and the people there encouraged me to write a book, and so I did.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Thanks.
So years ago, I remember looking for a song to sing, and we used to use Tracks a lot. You know, you could actually find a Christian bookstore. I mean, years ago we could, when we still had them. And they would, almost every Christian bookstore would have at least one or two areas set up where you could listen to tracks and you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, one day I was looking for songs like that, and it just seemed the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I want you to sing the song I've given you to sing. That most people spend their whole life singing somebody else's song.
Yes.
And I love this, that Sheila, you and also Penny, you're both here because God has stirred in you a measure of faith, and you've stepped out and you've actually put your song out here. And so this is awesome. So what is the book about?
Well,
other than Mars.
Okay. Well,
silly, and space antlers.
Silly things happen there. Mrs. Toad is a toad, but she does have space antlers, which is quite weird. And she is not always nice. And so Nana and the grandchildren have to sort of take care of her sometimes because she just tries to do mean things. And she serves really weird food there. She gives them like caterpillar soup and toe jam sandwiches and
yum.
They might even eat booger soup. But anyway, it's just, you know, stuff that kids love. Kids giggle about. They love that kind of stuff. It's about that.
Just sounds like leftovers at my house.
Oh, thank you, David, for warning us in advance.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Sheila, I know that you are a strong believer. How does faith come into your book, and who would this book be? Who would it be ideal for?
Okay, it would be ideal for children.
Ages
3 to 12.
Okay.
And faith comes in not necessarily in a spelled out way in this book, but I also have a YouTube channel, and I do silly stories on my YouTube channel. And while my real motive is to make children laugh and to give them something fun to do or to listen to, there are lessons that can be learned as far as, you know, honesty, kindness, things like that, that I throw in kind of in a roundabout way. Yes.
Excellent.
It's like somebody said one time that Chick-fil-A is a Christian-owned company, is a Christian company, but they lead with chicken. And Hobby Lobby is a Christian company, yes, but they lead with crafts.
Right.
And I'm a Christian woman, a Christian nana, and I lead with silly humor. And that's just me.
So the illustrations in the book, I've only seen the cover, and I see this Mrs. Toad, and she looks like a delightful person I'd love to meet, and I'd love to meet the rest of the characters that are inside of this book. How did all this come together? I mean,
wow, that's a God story. I was creating this book and had found an illustrator online, and she was doing an okay job, but it was not popping. And I went to a women's event one day, and I saw a friend, a local friend, who had just put out her first book. And I said, oh, I need to get mine out. And who did you get to publish it? And she said, well, it was Thea Harris, who is a local woman here, has her own publishing company, Harris Publishing Company. And I said, oh, I need to meet her. And as God would have it, they assigned us seats. I was one of the speakers that day. So was Thea. And we were seated right beside each other.
Wow.
And so that was that publisher thingy, how that happened. You can tell I deal with children the way I talk. Anyway, but the illustrator was not making us real thrilled. So as God would work it out, my daughter is in a Christian rock band, and they...
A what?
Christian rock band.
You can say that?
Yeah.
From our background?
I'm going to say that.
You're
yes.
going to say that.
They're called Fireflight, if you want to know. Fireflight. So they traveled and they met another band, and this band member, his name is Jerob Bramlett, and they're a part of a band called The Protest. It's a Christian band also. And he illustrates, and his brother manages their company. And so my daughter had him draw my Mrs. Toad without my knowing it. And she gave it to me, and I was like, wow, that's
fantastic.
Perfect. And so he became my illustrator.
That is awesome.
It was wonderful.
Are there more books coming?
Yes.
There are?
Yes.
Okay, there's more adventures?
I have 12 grandchildren. I've got to keep writing books.
Where do we get your books? How do we get them?
You can get it from my website or Amazon.
Okay.
And my website is nanassillystories.com.
nanassillystories.com. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All yes. right. And so people can go there. They can get books. When do you think there might be another book coming?
I was hoping by Christmas, but I'm meeting with my publisher this week, so we'll see.
All right.
And I also
right.
have a YouTube channel.
It's, yes.
YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for Nana's Silly Stories, and I'm there.
All right. And one more time, how can people find you and get the books?
They can find me on Facebook. My personal page is Sheila Frederick Thomas, and my Nana's Silly Story page is called just exactly that. I'm on Instagram as well, Nana's Silly Stories. Website, again, I already said, and YouTube, I already said. So that's where you can find me.
All right. Now, Sheila and Penny, have you all met before today?
Yes. We met at the author's book fair.
Yes.
And we just recognized each other as we walked in the door together and
wow.
felt like we knew each other
yeah.
our whole life.
She actually won a copy of my book when we were yeah. when we were there that day.
Really? I know, I'm jealous. I didn't make it to that event, but I know the staff, we had good representation. Karen, you were there, right?
Yes, You're it able? Was wonderful, and it was great seeing all the different authors and just how creative God is with yeah. everything,
yes.
everyone.
Yeah, I think all of you authors could have a program that if the Christian authors on the Treasure Coast could kind of unite, mm-hmm. and I believe you could have a dynamite program that could yeah. be brought. And so just thinking
great.
About some of the seeds where, you know, coming with different, here's a children's book. And again, your children's book ages...
I would say 3 to 12.
3 to 12, and mm-hmm. this would be a great gift for birthdays, Christmas, any occasion, or be a great just gift anytime to get. And so, Let's talk for just a couple minutes about pursuing prayer.
Okay.
Why did you write on prayer? There's tons of books on prayer. That's I have right. tons of books on prayer in my library.
I told the Lord that.
You did? And what did he say?
He kept pursuing prayer with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've been a prayer all my life. Grew up reading Psalms, which are prayers, and I think that taught me to pray. And therefore, when, you know, I had troubles in life, I went to prayer. And so, you know, I've seen God work mightily through prayer, healed my marriage. He saved my addicted son, 13 years of addiction, and I prayed him through it. Mm. I and a lot of other people.
I prayed you through it and your family. Yeah, and, praise God. That's awesome.
He's a pastor now.
Wow, what a story.
So my pastor had asked me to teach a class on our Wednesday night lineup of classes, and I knew right away I wanted to do it on prayer, and I started looking for material to use for the class, and that's when I started arguing with God, because he kept downloading this acrostic for prayer, and I'm like, but Lord, there's great works on prayer out there. I'm not a theologian, you know, and but he just kept downloading it, and I kept writing it down, and finally God won, and it became the class, and then it became articles in a magazine, and then it became a book. I've always been interested in writing, but I didn't write it thinking it was going to be a book, so God won. God had other plans.
He always does, yeah.
God won. I have a number of books on, a lot of books on prayer in my library, having read, taught many times on this topic. When I started into this, and I really had to just take my time, I realized I don't want to just glance over this, because God started speaking to me. And I love books that God speaks to you out of. And so this was last year when I started. It was a part of my quiet time. I actually had an hour set aside just to read books. And I don't read many novels, mostly books that are instructive or whatever. And during that season, as I was reading this, I would just sort of stall out because I had other things that I did. But this hour, this would end up being about 30 minutes of my hour that I set aside. And I found the Holy Spirit stirring up a number of pathways that just opened up as I looked into it. And I realized this is the kind of book I would like our ladies to go through, and this is the kind of book I would like our men to go through. Not to say I read the book, because I didn't see this as a book to read. I saw it as a manual to receive and to digest. And so it's a powerful journal on prayer, not your journal on prayer necessarily, though that's probably here hidden, but a call for someone to develop a personal life of journaling in the presence of God. And it's full of the Word. I read... After the first chapter, I thought, this lady's had some awesome pastors in her life. And she's had some awesome Christian friends. And she has walked close to the Father. Because what you share reaches out and grabs the reader. And it's awesome. Because you're not just reading it for entertainment. It's not about entertainment. It's about a journey with God. And I love that. So how is this book from your perspective? I told how, from my perspective, it's different than many other books. How is this different?
Well, as a Bible study, and I want to emphasize that you can use it in
there is a Bible study in it.
Time, but it's good for group study.
It's written
as well,
for that.
So if someone's looking for the next group study. I did it as 4 days instead of 5 days.
Okay.
That a lot of women's Bible studies are 5 days, and I always found that we had trouble getting to that fifth day. So I did the 4 days. I wrote it to be practical. That's what I was looking for, is something just very practical and motivational. Because working in or serving in women's ministry and life coaching, I come across a lot of people who aren't regularly in prayer or the Word. And so I wanted something that would inspire them and motivate them to want to be in
prayer. To get
prayer.
Started.
But yeah, but practical, that yes. they could relate mm-hmm. to, not so highly theological that you know, the average person's lost in reading it. So, you know, as I said, the Lord was downloading this acrostic that hopefully makes it.
What is the acrostic?
For prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R.
Okay.
The prayer is for being proactive about prayer, being yeah. intentional. The R is remember the Lord's deeds, because when we get in touch with who He is, then it builds our faith, you know, for what we're going to pray. A is acknowledge sin and ask forgiveness. That's the forgive us our debts part right. of the Lord's Prayer. And I don't know if I said that the acrostic goes mm-hmm. along with the different parts of the Lord's Prayer that He was teaching. Y is yield to His will. We talk about His general and specific will for our lives. E is enjoy His daily bread. And that is, of course, about, you know, our daily bread, our needs, sure. but also our greatest need yeah. is the bread of life. Mm-hmm. And R is rest in Him. When we've mm-hmm. done all the rest and we've built our faith by looking at who Jesus is and who God is and what He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, then we mm-hmm. can rest, we can trust. Amen. But it's not an amen. It's not the end. We keep praying. We keep yeah. persevering in prayer with faith and with trust.
So where do you want the person who's participating in the Bible study group, mm-hmm. where do you want them to be when they finish this? It's 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Where do you want them to be at the end of 6 weeks?
In a regular prayer life. Realizing the importance and the power of prayer. I think so many times we pray a few times about something and it doesn't come to be right away and we think, oh, I guess God didn't answer. Mm. Well, it took 13 years to pray my son out of addiction. Mm. yeah. So sometimes yes. we've got to keep praying and keep praying. Jesus said, always pray and don't lose heart. I want us not to lose heart and to keep praying. And to realize what is it that, what's the obstacle that keeps us from praying, whether regularly or persistently, is it that we're too busy? R.A. Torrey said, we're too busy to pray, so we're too busy to have power. Mm-hmm. And there is power in fervent prayer. Mm. Is it doubts? Is it not knowing what to pray? Because Jesus taught us what to pray yes. in the Lord's Prayer. Yes. Sometimes when we recite it, we don't really get the parts. And so that's what this book does. So, yeah, just to know the power of prayer and that that would motivate people to pray more. Oh, our families, our country, our world needs our prayers.
For sure.
This isn't a time to shrink
back. For sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prayer definitely gives birth to the desires of God's heart.
Yes.
And it's an awesome thing to be a partner mm-hmm. in that process. It's humbling, but it's a reality. Yes. And unfortunately, many believers are outside the camp mm-hmm. looking in.
Yeah.
And they listen. They digest other sermons, mm. you know, they're getting food from other feeders, yes. you know, and God's really called us to press into His presence and to come in boldly.
Amen.
And it's that personal, daily relationship mm. where the presence and the power transforms yes. us. And that's where the strength is, really. Mm-hmm. That's the difference from people that are blown all over the place mm-hmm. in their faith and in their faith walk and in their family and in their relationships versus those who are in the presence of God right. daily.
That's yeah. not to say that there aren't times when we are wordless in
that's
the presence
true.
Of God.
Well, there's good times like that.
You know,
sure.
I mean, I certainly felt like that in the 13 years I prayed for my son. But when we're in a regular pattern of prayer, when those times come, we know how to pray.
That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And certainly this book does not say that praying is about you learning how to talk to God. Mm-hmm. It's talking and listening mm-hmm. and becoming more like God. It's much more than that. How can people get a hold of you?
Okay.
And who should be getting a hold of you in regards to this book? Because this book is targeted to certain mm-hmm. To certain groups, and I believe it would be ideal for them.
Yeah. Well, it's targeted for those who want to study prayer. Again, use it as a devotional or if you need a group Bible study. They can find it on Amazon. You can contact me at pennycookauthor.com, and that's Cook with an E. PennyCookAuthor.com. You can find me on Facebook, Penny Cook, on Instagram, Penny Cook Author. We even have a Pursuing Prayer Facebook private group, so if you want to search for that.
Excellent.
I have a free download on my website that is a prayer devotional, or devotion. I am writing a prayer devotion to go with this, but it's a prayer devotion and coloring page, so you can get that on my website as well.
And a coloring page.
Yeah. You know, I'm all about reminders to prayer.
Good.
So
good.
It's a coloring page that you, whether you color it or not, you can hang it up. It says pray.
So a home group, Bible studies, maybe a morning or lunch devotion. Tea group, devotional.
Mm-hmm.
This is a book that I would highly recommend. And I talked to my wife again about it this morning. I talked to her some months ago as well. And tremendous book. One more time, how can people get a hold of you? How can they get a hold of this book?
Okay, the book is on Amazon. Or you can contact me on my website, pennycookauthor.com.
All right. Very good. Very good. And so we are so blessed to have two authors here today. Sheila Thomas, one more time, tell us the name of your book, who it's targeted for, and how people can get a copy of that.
Okay. It's Space Antlers, Wings, and Other Things, and it is targeted for children ages 3 to 12, and you can get a copy of it on Amazon, or you can go to my website, nanassillystories.com, to get a copy. And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and my email address is Sheila with E-I Thomas 72 at AOL.com.
Amen. Amen. So I want to encourage all of you to go to the websites, check these two books out, and let me tell you, you will be blessed. You will be blessed, and I'm so thankful that both of you as authors came in today. The day I was reading, I'm going to jump to the prayer thought as we close this morning. As I was reading on page 54 in this book, Pursuing Prayer, where does God dwell and what does he do according to Isaiah 57:15? And one of my favorite scriptures is there, I live with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. And that morning as I was going through this, I was thinking, again, as you emphasize on this page, that 1 Corinthians 3:16 says we are the temple of God, the dwelling place of God. Many people will never meet him unless they meet him through our life first. And Colossians, where, what does Colossians say? Well, it tells us that God dwells in us and that it's the hope of glory. And having grown up with hymns, we probably have one or two listeners that knows a little bit about hymns. And I read hymn stories every day as a part of my quiet time with God. But the song entitled Majestic Sweetness Sits Enthroned came to my mind that morning. And I just had to write out these words. To him I owe my life and breath and all the joy I have. He makes me triumph over death and saves me from the grave. He saves me from the grave. And that was part of my quiet musings as I was reading through Pursuing Prayer. I want to encourage you again, get a hold of these great books, follow up with these